The number of social housing projects delivered in Clare last year was just one-tenth of the number of applications for housing to Clare County Council. The local authority received 804 applications to its housing list in 2020, with 74 projects being delivered. And for more on this, we are still joined in studio now by Josh Prendeville from Clare FM News. Josh, this is all on foot of a freedom of information request from Clare FM News.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it was done on the back of stories that we've covered on this programme and indeed in our news bulletins in the past number of weeks, months and indeed years. Quite a number of people in this county, 1,300 in fact, as of April, households are on Clare County Council's housing list. We're well aware of the difficulties that people are experiencing both locally and nationally in terms of the housing market. And as you mentioned there, I suppose these numbers would suggest that the local authority, in fairness, just like every local authority throughout the country, is struggling maybe to keep up with that demand. As you mentioned there, there were over 800 applications made in 2020, and we went back to 2016 as far as our request, and it's around 800 a year, give or take. The council have said to us that that shouldn't necessarily be considered a cumulative figure, that you have obviously people coming off the list when they're given houses, and not all applicants are obviously approved to go on the list, etc. So that needs to be considered as well. They say that their cumulative list and approved applicants is around 3,000 households in a statement that they sent to us. So the number of applications made last year was actually a 6% jump on 2019. And as you said there as well, 74 units were delivered in 2020. The caveat of that obviously is the pandemic and the restrictions that were on construction and everything like that in the meantime, which has really slowed everything down in terms of supply. There were projects delivered in the likes of Ennis and Kilmehel and Six Mile Bridge as well. 2019, I suppose you have to remember that there wasn't a pandemic around in 2019. There were 77 units completed then. Some of them the council built themselves, and in fairness there are far more houses being built from scratch by the council now than there were previously. There were no houses built by the council in 2016 directly, but yet last year there were 34, so there's a lot of progress there. Others are purchased directly by the council, and there are less houses being purchased now and more than being built, if you know what I mean, and some of them are directly leased as well. So I suppose what all of these figures tell you, and we could talk numbers all day, but the reality is that they point to the scenario that I suppose so many people have expressed to us in the last number of months, that it really is difficult to get approved and get into to a council house or indeed any house at the moment, whether you're buying, renting, leasing, whatever it might be in Clare.
As you mentioned before, 2020, you know, was pre-pandemic, and yet if there's 800 applications per year, the number's like 122 units in 2018, almost halved, not far off being halved the following year in 2019. Still not hugely impressive figures, and yet there was no background of a pandemic there.
No, there wasn't, but I suppose even at national level, it's been acknowledged that the building and the supply just wasn't where that it was wanted to be by the Department of Housing or indeed local authorities throughout the country over the last number of years, and that it only has been pre-pandemic-ish where that's sort of climbed to the levels where it needs to be. And I suppose that lack of construction, as you mentioned there, has essentially created this backlog in itself. But as I say, the construction side of things, more houses are being built now by the local authority and less are being purchased. But ultimately, the numbers that become available and come on stream are still the same. The council, in fairness, have said that they do expect numbers to increase in the next number of years to hopefully address that, as you mentioned there. They say that they have 300 units now at various stages of delivery, whether that might be in a planning stage of an initial process, or some have progressed even further than that, where there's shovels on the ground. There was a significant investment of over €7 million announced in Ennis Diamond towards the end of last year. There's going to be 30 homes going in the Glen North area there, and there's a development of a similar size in Milltown Malbay where it works progressing. So they're just examples of some of which. But yes, you are right, that there has been a drop in terms of the number of units completed. But in fairness to the council, they're not alone in terms of being a local authority, that is, I suppose, competing with that demand and is continuing to try to address it.
Yeah, and even nationally, the figures aren't great. Less than 570 social houses have been built in the entire country so far this year.
Yeah, and again, I suppose the Department of Housing and all local authorities would very much admit and be quite upfront that the construction restrictions are around the pandemic just weren't ideal whatsoever. But as you mentioned there, in fairness, there was a significant demand for housing anyway, even before COVID-19 hit. I mean, I mentioned the 804 applications in 2020. It's around that number every year. The highest was 976 applications back in 2018. So, I mean, we've heard stories of people that have been in the council housing list for a number of years, so you'd have to imagine that there would at least be some people who made applications 2018, some of the 800 people that made applications back in 2017, some may
still
fall
there
out
on
of the
list.
System, but exactly, you'd imagine, and as I mentioned there, the last figure we have is as of April this year, there were 1300 households waiting. So in fairness to the council, as I say, they are getting shovels in the ground and they are purchasing houses where they need to, but it's very, very difficult to be able to keep up with that, and because as soon as you house, whether it be the 70 or 80 houses that were completed last year, you're going to have far more people competing for those lists again. You know,
I wonder how much. I know in the past, applying for social housing, you could apply through your local district and through the county, so there could have been an element of duplication there. I think that's been changed and you can just apply through the county. I wonder, is that still an issue in terms of the figures?
It potentially is, but I would imagine it's not an issue for a significant number of them. I know it's been raised at Ennis Municipal District level because there's been particular concerns, as you mentioned there, about people potentially being on a list, for example, for the Ennis area and potentially out in West Clare or the Kilrush district there as well. So that may be the case, I suppose the council are saying that households that are in accommodation, be it private rented through HAP or the rental accommodation scheme or existing tenants of social housing, they're all, you know, there's different cohorts of people that are on those lists for different reasons, as you say, and some may be on there twice. And I know the council has said that they are taking measures to address that. So I suppose people are on that waiting list for different reasons. They're on the waiting list for varying lengths of time, as I'm sure we'll hear later on as well. But as I say, you know, the numbers only point to one thing, which is perhaps unsurprising, that there is going to be a significant uptake and surge in both construction in terms of purchasing houses, whether it be restoring vacant houses as well, which I know that's something the local authority are pointing to as a key target for them over the next number of years, or whether it be leasing property as well. That ultimately, that really needs to increase for the housing waiting lists in Clare to be addressed adequately.
I wonder, you mentioned the local authority here are building a lot of social housing from scratch, and perhaps there are other local authorities amongst the 31 councils around the state that are similar in that they're doing more building from scratch rather than, as you say, just tarting up vacant dwellings, so to speak. But given that we've previously discussed on this show the issue that the pandemic has created around the cost of building supplies and materials, has become extremely pricey. Timber and any other number of building materials now far more expensive to buy than they would have been pre-pandemic. Whether that will change not just Clare County Council but other local authorities' approach to this, whether they'll go more for the doing up vacant dwellings as opposed to building from scratch, because maybe just there won't be enough money to do that.
Potentially, and as I say, I know that's something that the council has been working hard to address. I suppose in terms of the statement that the council have provided to us, they've actually said that land availability is quite a problem and quite a barrier at the moment. That they say it's a significant obstacle, were their words to me, and they say that they are continuing to pursue development opportunities. But as you mentioned there, if you're building a house from scratch, I mean, construction supplies are definitely an issue. We've covered that a lot in our news bulletins and here on this programme as well. But the availability of land, being able to find land throughout Clare that's appropriately zoned, that's in appropriate areas, and that you can stick a shovel into has been really difficult. Again, I would imagine that's for a number of reasons. I'm sure COVID is playing its part as well in that. I suppose it's a perfect storm, and really the council, I'm sure, wants to get to a stage where it's a combination of everything, that they are restoring some of those vacant houses, that they're building some of their own, that they're purchasing some as well. And in an ideal world, I suppose it's a perfect combination of all those that would maybe more quickly address some of those needs of those that are applying for social housing.
And I suppose it's not just the issue of the cost of building supplies and materials, the time issue as well, that it's far easier to restore a home, an already built home, to its former glories, or get it into a suitable state to move somebody in who's on the social housing list, than build a house from scratch. And when we have a housing crisis in this country, and not far off 250,000 vacant dwellings are there, it just makes sense maybe to go with that approach, or prioritise that approach, as opposed to building from scratch.
Very much so, and as I say, I know there are particularly in smaller towns and villages throughout Clare that is something that the council are pursuing in its strategy over the next number of years. But as I say, sometimes it can be easier, sometimes it works the other way, in that houses obviously have to be built to a certain standard, and they have to have a certain standard of living, whether it be lots of families obviously on the list as well, and they have to be catered for accordingly as well. So I suppose, as I say, I don't like to repeat myself, but it's a perfect storm in a way that you want that ideal combination of everything to be there. And as I say, while the construction element of it does continue, they're not the only elements of how you can deliver housing adequately. So really it's just a case of sit back and wait and see over the next number of years. You would imagine that over the next number of years, as we come out from the pandemic, hopefully some of those Brexit issues are addressed when it comes to construction materials, etc., that the supply does continue to go up. But there is certainly a backlog, first of all, of those 1,300 people that are on the list. But judging by this, I mean, we've already had 287 social housing applications in Clare since January alone, you know. So there is a significant demand in this county, as is elsewhere. And really, it's just a case of trying to let the council do their work at this stage. But there is, without doubt, and this won't be news to them, that there is work to be done.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for bringing us up to date with all that. Josh Prendeville from Clare FM News.
Thanks, Alan.
And thanks very much to Josh for filling us in great detail on that investigation by Clare FM into social housing provision. For further reaction to that investigation, I'm joined now by Pat Daly, Fianna Fáil councillor from Ennis, and also Simone McGreen, who's a single mother from Kilkee. Simone, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a bit of your story, your experience with applying for social housing and your situation?
Yeah, so I applied for social housing about 2 years ago. I have a four-year-old son. I live currently with my mother, and we're in an overcrowded accommodation. My son is in my room with me. He sleeps with me, and he's nearly five. And I have applied, expressed interest on the CBL website in three houses in Kilkee, to which I didn't get. I do know of another one that is coming available, but have to wait until it goes up on CBL to express interest in it.
So it sounds like, Simone, the sooner you can get one, the better, because the situation in your mother's house sounds quite cramped, which is probably an understatement.
Yeah, it is. Like he sleeps in the same room with me. We have a double bed, my own bed, and a single bed right beside us. To which he's nearly five. He needs his own space. He needs his own room where he can play and, you know, stuff like that. I have been fighting tooth and nail with them to try and get something. Now, they have told me I am a priority case due to overcrowding. That's why I don't understand why I haven't been successful in getting one of their houses that did go up on the CBL.
So they've told you you're a priority case, but have they given you any sort of definitive or even rough time frame as to when you might expect to hear good news on the social housing front?
No, they just tell me to keep expressing interest in houses that go up on the CBL and just wait, in other words, or find a place to rent.
I can sense your frustration, Simone, because, I mean, look, you know, on the one hand, you're lucky enough to have a roof over your head, but at the same time, as you said, you're in a room with your five-year-old son. He needs his own room, but, I mean, you need your own room as well. I think any parent would appreciate, as much as they love their children, they like a break every now and again.
Exactly. Like, it's just a stressful situation, because I try to keep him happy too, you know.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of people living here as well, do you know what I mean? So it's just very hard on him, do you know, and that's the important part, I think, is for him. Now, I have looked online, searched this with a comb for places to rent in Kilkee, but as you can imagine, it's a tourist place, so it's very, very hard to find anywhere long-term rental in Kilkee. So it's impossible, really, unless it's September, but then you're not guaranteed to be left there long term. You know, you might have to be out before the summer starts.
So really, you've got no kind of resolution to this other than keep an eye on the list and just keep applying and hopefully something will happen for you sooner rather than later.
Keep an eye on the CBL website for houses that go up in Kilkee and apply from and just hope for the best and hope that they pick me, basically.
Okay, keep the faith anyway, Simone. We'll come back to you in just a moment, but I just want to go to Pat Daly, who's also with us, Fianna Fáil councillor from Ennis. Pat, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Ian.
You've heard from Simone there. It's not an ideal situation and really not ideal to not know when you're going to get social housing, particularly as a priority case as well, which Simone definitely sounds like, given her situation.
Yeah, I sympathise with Simone. And, you know, it's a very common situation throughout Innes and the county, you know, that they have to live with their parents when they have children and you know, they have to wait for a house. Now, there is a scheme there, the housing assistance payment. I was just wondering, did she apply for that? But saying that they're private houses where the council help out on the rent, it might be a temporary situation for her. But it's a very serious situation, and you know, there's up to 3,000 people in this county on the housing list, you know, and the councillors are doing their best, the staff in the council are doing their best. They're dependent on funding coming from the Department of Local Government, and it comes in dribs and drabs, and as you said earlier on, there's 30 houses there and 40 houses there, and it's just, you know, the numbers won't come down in a situation like that. I was over in the council the other day and I spoke to Kevin Kelleher, who is dealing with the applications. He had a list a mile long of new applications. So it's getting worse. It's getting worse, you know, and we haven't the answer. The councils haven't the answer. What we do, we make representations on behalf of the applicant. The council deal with who gets the houses. But at the moment, there's an awful shortage of houses, you know.
And Pat, like, I'm sure you have people coming to you seeing if you can help them, you know, people who are on the list or are applying and have had no, like Simone, have had no success. Are you kind of, do you feel like your hands are tied because you're trying to help your constituents, but there's nothing you can really do because it sounds a little bit like councillors are slightly in the dark on this?
Well, there's an improvement lately. I put in a motion there recently. There has been an improvement where officials have met the councillors and briefed us on it. But Simone mentioned there the choice-based letting, you know, and she looks at that every Wednesday morning. She puts her name down, sees a house in Kilkee or whatever, could be in Coir de Clare or Six Mile Bridge or whatever. But anyway, it could be 150 names down for that house. That's the sad part about it, you know. And, you know, the council, they have an awful job over there trying to, you know, it's a situation where who did they give the house to, you know what I mean? And I would say to someone, you know, go into this HAP situation for the moment, housing assistance payment. It will keep her going until she will get a house. There's no doubt about it, she will get a house, but she might have to wait another year or two. That's the sad part about it. And, you know, I watched the old town council in Ennis there, you know, and they had a great set up there. But then again, Ennis was a smaller town, you know, and it was a town council, an urban council. And Ennis was, I'm just talking about Ennis now because that's where I am. But the applications were probably a third, if not less even. And they dealt with it on a weekly basis there. And the councils sat down with the management to assess applications, you know, different people. But, you know, since the municipal district came in, you know, that's not happening. And I suppose they have a reason for that too, like, you know, because there are 28 councillors there. There are 7 in the municipal district. I would get an average of between 10 and 12 people every week coming to me looking for houses, you know, and they're not there at the moment. That's the sad part about it.
It must be hard, Pat, to have the same conversation each week with 10 or 12 people. I'd love to help you, but there's not much I can do, I'd imagine, is the tenor of your interaction,
you know,
with them.
We've had success. I've had success. But at the same time, other councils have success. But the shortage is there, like, you know.
Simone, as you're hearing from Pat there, I suppose you're not the only one in this situation, but that doesn't make it any easier for it for you. The housing assistance payment, the HAP route, is that something you have explored or will explore and follow what Pat is saying?
Oh, actually, in regards to that, I actually have been approved for HAP, but it's to find the house to go into.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, especially around Kilkee, it's very hard to find long-term rent. I have been approved for HAP, so if I ever do find one, I know it's there. but it's impossible to find long-term rent in Kilkee. Now, I have considered moving out of Kilkee, but why should I? I'm from here, born and bred, so I'd like to rear my children here, but I shouldn't have to move just to have a house.
Oh, completely. You want to stay where you're from, and particularly with your children. You want them to be raised, you know, in the area where you're from. And I suppose to be near, you know, obviously living in your mom's house is not ideal, but you'd still want to be near her.
Yeah, my whole family lives here. Like, I have 7 siblings, and they all live here. You know, so my support system is here. Not only my support system, my son's support system is here. So if I was to move to Kulti, Kilmehill, or Six Mile Bridge, or Cora Clare, I'd have no one. It'd be just me and him. And I don't think that would be helpful for me personally or for him.
And do you have any form of transport? Do you drive or...?
No, it's all public transport we use.
Okay, yeah, that's... that makes things a bit tricky as well.
Yeah. Pat,
just to go back to you, you know, in the piece I did with Josh, we're talking about, you know, I read out bits from the council statement, and there's a big issue with land, which is a significant obstacle.
That's right, yeah. I mean, we're in Ben 3, where, you know, a single person, a single mother now, the limit will be 25,000, a couple 27,500. Limerick, Kerry and Cork are in Ben 2, where the limit would be for a single person 30,000 and 33,000 for a couple. That's happening in Limerick. Now, in recent times there, our chairman of the housing SPCA, Councillor Jerry Flynn, has put in a motion, and it's gone to the department, it's gone to the minister, to bring us down to Ben 2. It's a very unjust situation where, you know, that why should people in Clare have to, you know, the limit 25 and Limerick 30? It's totally wrong, like, you know. So it's up to the minister now, Minister O'Brien, to come back to and bring us back down to Ben 2 and be equal like Limerick and Kerry and Cork. Why shouldn't we be?
How hopeful, though, Pat, would you be that will actually happen in the near term?
Well, you know, we'd have to lobby him. You know what I mean? We have the Oireachtas members there, and we're asking them to help us out in it. You know, there's 7 Oireachtas members in Clare. They have access to that minister every day, and we'd be talking to those people as well, you know.
They're doing a mixture of building and restoring homes. I mentioned there are 200,000 vacant dwellings across the country, and it would seem, as I touched on earlier, that maybe that would be the best route to go, try and restore as many vacant dwellings in Clare as possible, because building from scratch has become that much more difficult given the way the cost of building materials has gone as a result of the pandemic and Brexit and major reasons like that.
Yeah, look, you've got own villages around the county. There's derelict. Even inside the town of Innistor, there's a street with derelict property. But particularly in villages around the county and towns, there are derelict properties there. And why not do them up? You know, whoever owns those properties, why not do them up and lease them out to the council? The council might buy them as well. You never know. But, I mean, it's terrible to go down a street and see derelict properties and where there could be actually people living there, you know?
Yeah, it would solve two problems. One is, you know, derelict properties in the middle of a town kind of takes away from a town's business. I think it makes it look less thriving than it actually is, and it's visually not great. But also, you'd be housing some people who are desperately looking for housing.
Absolutely, you know, and there's nothing worse than to drive through a village or a rural town and see property stores, the roof falling in, you know, and they're in Clare. I've seen them all over, you know, and... You know, to sad to see that. And obviously the funding from the department is the key to it, like, because the local authorities can only do what funding they get. You know what I mean?
Simone, you know, the situation you're in now, living in your mum's house, the 7 of you in a 5-bed, I'm sure it's going fine, but are you extra conscious living there that... really doing your best to always be in a good mood and not upset anybody, because, you know, in a situation like that where it's a bit cramped, it can be easy for tensions to rise, which obviously doesn't help the situation. It only further deteriorates.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of us here and there's a few of us girls, you know, so you can imagine.
Well, whatever could you be implying?
You can imagine the tension. Yeah. Sometimes. But I mean, like, but we are family, you know, and we are a very close family. It's hard at times, but it's good at the best of times. But it'd also be lovely for just to have myself and Dale in our own little house, his own little room, set it up with his toys and stuff. Like at the moment, the room we're in, all his toys are in boxes. So when he wants to play with anything, he has to take it out and put it back because there's not enough room for him to have anything set out his own way. You know, and I have to try and explain to him, look, you have to put it back, you have to keep it tidy or we won't be able to walk into the room, you know. Can you imagine the 5-year-old boy's toys all over the place?
Well, however you have him trained on that, Simone, I'd love to get some tips from you because my 4-year-old daughter, it's like a landmine has gone off in her room. To get her to put stuff back after she's taken it out is nigh on impossible.
Yeah, so you can just imagine it yourself, like he'd be up there playing, you know, there's like big boxes of toys and he takes them out and whatever, but he does know that he has to put them back afterwards because, I mean, the room is small, you know. So, but look, we'll try and hope for the best anyway. I suppose that's all we can do, really.
Yeah, keep the fingers crossed and keep the faith. Look, Simone McGreen, a single mother living in her mother's house in Kilkee, 7 people and 5 bed. Thank you for joining us and can only wish you the very best and hopefully you will get that social housing sooner rather than later. And also big thanks to Pat Daly, a Fianna Fáil councillor from Ennis, who's also joined us on that.